Some New York lawmakers and college administrators are worried about what the state's new free tuition policy at SUNY and CUNY schools could mean for private colleges. WRVO's Payne Horning has more about the implications for Utica College, a private college that just cut its tuition rate by 42%.
Since Utica College lowered its undergraduate tuition rate, enrollment and retention numbers are up. And now the school's vice president for enrollment management, Jeffrey Gates, says they're seeing a record number of applications, too. But Gates fears this momentum could stall with the state's new Excelsior scholarship.
We're concerned, of course, you know, that the budget is a clear statement from some officials that students should attend a public institution instead of small private institutions like Utica, and it's sort of insulting to our students, the families, and the trustees in our entire campus community.
Utica area Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi says free SUNY and CUNY tuition is not the way to go about making college more affordable.
Their main competition are SUNY schools, and we should be incentivizing and rewarding private colleges and universities like Utica College who have done the right thing to lower tuition.
The new state budget does increase scholarship funding for private schools, but the private schools have to match those grants and freeze tuition rates for the recipients. Gates says that could be an issue for Utica College, which is balancing its lower tuition rates with fewer financial aid packages. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.